Dip Against the Aces to start the hour, Depeche Mode and Everything Counts, and Spandau Ballet, Fly For You, of course, past 8, the full English breakfast show. Good to see the French government doing the right thing by health workers. The government's agreed to give pay rises worth €8 billion to health workers as it hailed their role in fighting coronavirus. The deal was signed with trade unions on Monday. After 7 weeks of sometimes fraught negotiations, health workers have been revered as heroes during the pandemic with regular displays of public appreciation. But of course, they wanted more than recognition, and there have been large protests around the country to demand pay rises and better funding for hospitals. The government's now reached an agreement on pay that will see the wages of health workers rise by an average of €183 a month. The agreement, which most trade unions have signed up to, was hailed by the new French Prime Minister Jean Castex as a historic moment for our health system. He said this is first of all recognition of those who've been on the front line in the fight against the epidemic. It's also a way of catching up the delay for each and everyone, including perhaps myself, has their share of responsibility. President Macron, as I was telling you in the news, will address the French nation this afternoon after a scaled-back Bastille Day parade. And a lot of things on the government's agenda, including the much disputed reforms to the pension system, which a lot of trade unions are saying absolutely no way. So that is the next battle on the horizon for Mr. Macron and his Prime Minister Jean Castex. This is new from Haim. Trying to get a drink in England was quite hard. Two pubs in our local village. One wanted your name, address and contact number, which I didn't feel like giving. And the other one had some bizarre system where you had to order the drinks online from their website and send it to them. And nobody could find out how to press send. I don't know why they couldn't have just sort of had a list that you could take up to the bar and give it to them, but no, that was the way they were going to do it. So it was pretty slow going, which was quite easy on the wallet. Here's this morning's comedy from Omar Jalili.
I'm going to tell you something now that is going to be interesting to see what the reaction will be. I do not drink alcohol. Now, what I'm hearing is, how very sensible and how very responsible. But what I'm sensing is, we don't trust you, fat boy. We don't trust people who don't drink. We don't, and people don't even get it. I tell people I don't drink. People say, oh, I mean, do you want a pint of beer? I say, actually, I don't drink alcohol. Oh, right. Do you want a half? It's a bit like someone say, do you want a Snickers bar? No, sorry, I have a fatal allergy to nuts. Oh, right, yeah, sure. Do you want a topic? Makes no sense whatsoever. But the thing is, we think drinking is funny. We like drunk people. Drunk people make us laugh, you know, because they talk funny. Drunk people talk funny, so we like them. They're funny. That's why we like foreigners initially, because they talk in a funny way. You know, we love Nigerians, don't we? We love Nigerians. Oh, a drunk Nigerian is hilarious. Wow, wow. What are you talking about? Leave it, Teddy. We've all had a drink. But we drink because it's endorsed by the church. Jesus turned water into wine, so it's a spiritual thing. It's actually a holy thing if you drink. Now, Jesus could easily have turned wine into water, would have been just as miraculous, but not as popular at weddings. He's done what to the Shiraz? Oi, turn it back, you crazy! Yeah, I know you're son of God, but don't you ever do that again, nutter! But I suffer from alcohol envy, because I really wish that I could speak loudly about subjects I have no idea about to people not listening. You know, I really wish I could leave a club and projectile vomit through my nostrils whilst attempting to buy a bus ticket from a chocolate vending machine. I have alcohol envy. I really wish I could find someone immediately attractive, knowing full well that they're not. Something I've benefited from myself. What's funny about it? But I think we get mixed messages in the media. Like, you've got this Bacardi ad. You've got a Bacardi ad with Vinnie Jones, puts his arm, he stands in a bar, he's got two bottles of Bacardi, and he's splashing around, and people are drinking it, pouring it in their mouths, going, ah, ah, he's pouring around Bacardi, ah. And it says at the bottom of the advert, drink responsibly.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online, this is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
I'm Rob Harrison with the top stories across the Riviera. Tributes will be paid to the victims of the Nice terrorist attacks today as the city remembers the events of the 14th of July 2016. 86 people died and dozens more were injured when a 19-ton truck driven by Mohamed Boulel smashed into crowds celebrating the French national holiday on the Promenade des Anglais. Police opened fire and killed Boulel, but not before he'd left a trail of death behind him. Several ceremonies will be taking place in Nice throughout the course of the day. A man who suffered a severe injury to his thighs in a tubing accident in the Bay of Villefranche has been placed in a medically induced coma following surgery. The victim was being pulled on an inflated tube from the back of an 8-metre semi-rigid motorboat on Saturday when his leg became entangled with a moving winch. He suffered a heart attack and severe leg injuries and was operated on at the Pasteur 2 hospital in Nice, where his condition is described as still critical today. A woman's in a serious condition in Nice Hospital today following an accident involving a truck and a motor scooter. The accident happened at the junction of the Rue Arson and Rue Barla near the port, causing traffic chaos for a considerable time on Monday and completely blocking neighbouring roads. The woman was rushed to hospital suffering from multiple injuries. The truck driver was unhurt. And 15 people are still being questioned by police about a fatal brawl in the Var on Sunday night. A 17-year-old youth was stabbed to death during the fighting, which took place near the communal sports stadium at Brasse near Brignoles at around 8 p.m. on Sunday night. The victim from Manosque died at the scene, while an 18-year-old suffered serious injuries. The state prosecutor's office at Draguignan is leading the investigation. The fight is reported to involve rival gangs of youths who went on to the area masked and armed with baseball bats, knives and other weapons. In national news today, the government's considering tightening the rules on the wearing of face masks in enclosed spaces. Face masks are already compulsory on public transport, but with the R creeping up around the country, leading scientists are calling on authorities to tighten the rules. Statistics show that only one in five people are now wearing masks in supermarkets, and ministers are concerned the public has become complacent about the risks of COVID-19 transmission. The French Prime Minister Jean Castex has said that he's reviewing the situation and that stricter measures on the wearing of masks have not been ruled out. The R is now above one in several regions, including the south of France. President Macron will address the French nation this afternoon to mark Bastille Day as a crucial time for his leadership. Mr. Macron has just proceeded with a major reshuffle of his cabinet, which included replacing Edouard Philippe as Prime Minister with Jean Castex. The President is likely to speak about the severe economic situation caused by the coronavirus pandemic, as well as pension reforms and changes to the retirement age. Mr. Macron will be interviewed by two leading French journalists following a scaled-down military ceremony to mark Bastille Day. The President's approval ratings have been falling recently, and with less than 2 years to go before the next elections, he's said to want to kick-start his programme with a series of voter-pleasing policy announcements. And the French summer sales will start tomorrow and last for 4 weeks. This year's sales have been delayed as the government attempts to help struggling retailers who've been badly hit by the coronavirus pandemic. Small traders have been the worst hit by the crisis, and ministers have been urging the public to go out and spend. Sales in France are highly regulated and happen only twice a year, once in January and again in the summer, with dates set by the government.
Riviera Radio, Sports News.
Football, there was one game in the English Premier League last night. Here are the details from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Andy Barwell at the BBC Sports Centre. Manchester United threw away a chance to break into the Premier League's top four. They conceded an equaliser deep into added time in drawing 2-2 at home to Southampton. United are behind Leicester, who are in the last of the Champions League places, on goal difference. The BBC's senior football reporter Ian Dennis was at the game, played at Old Trafford.
A late goal Southampton deserved, a late goal that could yet be damaging for Manchester United. Down to 10 men through injury for the last few minutes, they conceded in injury time as Obafemi pounced on the goal line from a Ward-Prowse corner. Southampton, though, were well worth the point. They caused United problems with their high press and indeed took the lead through Armstrong after 12 minutes. However, United transformed the game with two quick goals, Rashford and Martial. In the second half, Rashford was denied by Bertrand, but Southampton finished the stronger side and the point keeps United fifth.
The former Manchester City midfield player Michael Brown has told the BBC that the club can look forward to the forthcoming transfer window now that they've successfully appealed a 2-year ban from European club competition. The Court of Arbitration for Sport ruled that City didn't breach financial fair play rules by disguising equity funds as sponsorship contributions. Well, City's fine has been cut from €30 million to €10 million. That's just over $11 million.
It's just been really overhanging Manchester City. So now the players, recruitment-wise, in the summer, not just with Pep Guardiola at the helm, the attraction of other players internationally is going to be much stronger. And yes, it's already a huge pull, Manchester City, but you understand it, don't you? Champions League is where these, you know, top-end players want to play, and now they can. So fantastic news.
And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
There's a bit of a slip-up by United last night. There's one game tonight, and Chelsea can consolidate third place in the table when they play relegated Norwich at Stamford Bridge. Formula One, the sports managing director Ross Brawn has said the Ferrari face a long road ahead as they attempt to be competitive. Ferrari have only qualified towards the back of the front ten in the first two races so far this season, and they had a disastrous Styrian Grand Prix last Sunday with the cars of Charles Leclerc and Sebastian Vettel colliding on the first lap. Brawn says Ferrari needs to find out whether there's a fundamental problem with the car and that they need to find out fast as they're clearly some way off the pace. And in rugby union, Sale have signed the England centre Manu Tuilagi following his departure from Leicester. The 29-year-old had been linked with a move to France, but his switch to Sale means he'll still be available for England's selection. Tuilagi left Leicester after a 20-year association with the club after refusing to sign an amended contract. Sale are currently in second place in the Gallagher Premiership and will play Harlequins on August the 14th in the first English domestic match since the season was suspended because of the coronavirus pandemic.
The marine weather forecast brought to you by Oyster Yacht. Be safe on the seas with Oyster Yachts.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Almaracim and the Var, the general situation is a depression 1,013 millibars over the Gulf of Lyon moving east. Winds are variable, force 1 to 3. The sea is calm. Visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,017 millibars. And the outlook for Wednesday, partially cloudy, force 2 to 4, variable winds, slight seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are easterly, force 3 to 4. The sea is slight, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,016 millibars. And the outlook for Wednesday, partially cloudy, force 2 to 4, variable winds, slight seas and good visibility.
The marine weather forecast brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Crafted by British boat builders since 1973, the best ocean-going sailing yachts in the world. The world is your oyster. Make Oyster your world. OysterYachts.com.
Riviera Radio. Weather.
Well, it's a bit unsettled at the moment, but it's certainly a lot better than it was in England. Surprise, surprise. Sort of drove from 30 degrees here, other side of the Channel Tunnel, 17 degrees and light drizzle, which lasted for 2 days. Partially cloudy, some light showers possible this afternoon. Light variable winds, a high of 26 or 27 degrees this afternoon. Overnight lows 21 degrees on the coast, 16 degrees inland with clear skies. Tuesday and Wednesday partially cloudy, highs of 26 to 30 degrees. Finally, Johnny Walker, the whisky which traces its roots back 200 years, will soon be available in paper bottles of all things. Diageo, the drinks giant that owns the brand, said it plans to run a trial of the new environmentally friendly packaging from next year. While most Johnny Walker is sold in glass bottles, the firm is looking for ways of using less plastic across its brands. Making bottles from glass also consumes energy and creates carbon emissions. And to make the bottles, Diageo will co-launch a firm called Pulpex, which will also produce packaging for Unilever and PepsiCo. Diageo's paper whisky bottle, which will be trialled in the spring of next year, will be made from wood pulp and will be fully recyclable. Drinks companies have been developing paper bottles to try and cut down on pollution and make products more sustainable.